If you enjoy this podcast, and don't forget to subscribe to catch all future episodes. Also, check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/switchboxtv for video versions of this show, plus loads more videos covering sport, music, and lifestyle. That's youtube.com/switchboxtv. This episode was recorded in August 2020. Welcome to the Need to Know Music Show here on Switchbox TV with me, Ronan McManus. And today I'm joined by Niklas Karlsson from the four-piece metal band from Sweden called Orbit Culture. They're just about to drop their third album. And Niklas joins us now. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very good. So how have the last few months been for you? What's lockdown like? The COVID world, like where you are?
Here in Sweden, it's been pretty much the same, especially compared to other countries. We don't wear masks and so forth. We go with a different route. So, but yeah, it's very noticeable when it comes to, you know, the restaurants and everything like that.
What's it been like for the band musically for the last few months? How has it changed? How has it have you been playing live? Are the gigs happening?
No, that's the sad part. We had a lot of shows planned for this year, but everything just got cancelled or postponed, and we just decided to let's push out another music video, the one that's called Open Eye, and just really push for the album release instead, online, I guess.
So everything is kind of online now, isn't it? How have you found that? I mean, is that something that comes naturally to you guys, or is it something you've had to get to grips with?
No, we are pretty much computer nerds, every single one of us in the band. So we have no problem with, internet stuff at all. It's just fun. It's nice to be creative in that way too.
Absolutely, yeah. So let's start from the beginning then. What was your upbringing in music, and what sort of age did you get into it?
I think I was like 12 or 13 when I got my first guitar from my mom during Christmas or whatever, and it wasn't until like 2012 or something, when I was 18, 19 years old, that I really started getting into the like bands like Parkway Drive and stuff with the growl vocal type. I almost felt during that time that like Metallica was too heavy for me. And now just forward the tape 8 years and here we are.
So you started, yeah. What sort of age were you? You were gigging around that time of 18 years old. Were you doing gigs at that point? What was it? Were the local venues, and was there a local scene where you are?
No, that's the sad part. We grew up in Eksjö. It's a very, very small town, and the venues were barely even there. We had like one or two venues, and when the EDM music when Avicii and all that stuff happened, everyone just decided to go to the clubs and stuff instead. So the live music scene was really suffering from that, but hopefully that will turn around.
So where were your first early gigs? Did you have to travel far?
No, it was in Eksjö actually. Was like in an old motor bike club venue of some sort.
What was that like? What were those early gigs like?
Pretty cool, I guess. We actually played the first gig after we released our debut EP Odyssey, and I guess there were like 70, 80 people on our first show.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we had a good start. But of course, half of it were like friends and family too.
Well, that's standard. That's how it works at the start. You coerce your friends into coming down to see you. and everybody's on the guest list. No one makes any money out of it, but it's not. Yep. That's not the point.
Yeah, most of the people are there for the beer. So, and I guess we are too in the beginning.
Absolutely. So, what's the sort of wider Swedish metal scene like? Are there a lot of bands? Is it kind of a vibrant scene, or you know, how far do you have to travel to kind of really get the sort of gigs?
The thing is, I can't really put my finger on it because it feels like our band has been always outside, you know, the Swedish scene, the small underground Swedish scene that actually exists. But of course, during the years when Facebook and the stuff really started growing, we all found these groups with bands from different towns here in Sweden. So, but yeah, it's more like the last 2 years we really started getting into, you know, being accepted as a Swedish act in the underground metal scene, I guess.
So where have you spent most of your time? Like you talk about in other countries, where have you been playing the most, or where have you had the most success?
You know, for streaming and stuff, it's always been outside Sweden, especially like the States and Russia. We have good numbers there. But when it comes to shows, we actually played our first show out of Sweden last year when we joined the Rivers of Nile tour, opening up for them. So it was our first live show outside of Sweden was in Berlin, if I remember correctly.
And how was that? Last year.
Yeah, it was love at first sight, for sure. We all felt it's a fantastic city, isn't it? And you know, the thing, just we played the show, had a few beers, jumped on the bus, and you sleep, and then you wake up in another country. That was like, this is what we want to do, for sure.
How many dates were on that tour?
I believe it was 16 shows during 16 days. Yeah, so it was pretty intense, but you know, we loved it for sure.
And did it go across Europe or all around Europe?
Yeah, most countries. It was like Germany, Switzerland, the Czech Republic, UK, France, and stuff. So it was really cool.
And what was the kind of reaction like from the crowd? What were the crowds like? Did you really feel like it was? You know, did have some really good shows. Where was kind of the best place that you played that you really loved?
Yeah, especially in Germany, they were really going at it, and it was cool to see that people showed up so early, even to catch, you know, the supporting acts. So when we came to the UK, it was more like I think they liked it, but they were pretty, you know, just stood there and experienced it, I guess.
Yeah, it's tough from as the support act. My old band, we went on tour with the Dropkick Murphys, and it was good. But it kind of they're not there really for you, you know. So you kind of just
absolutely
you're getting people as they arrive and having their first few beers. You know, they're not haven't quite warmed up properly. But yeah, it's still great to get out there and play to new crowds. You know, I think that's
absolutely.
It's an important part of the development for any band. So especially if you're with a band that you admire, you know?
Yeah.
There's some great festivals around the sort of Northern Europe area. I mean, have you done any of those, or any sort of that you would really plan to do?
We actually did one in 2017, but we actually like won a spot there. So, and it was Gävle Metal Festival. I think it was called like Getaway Rock or whatever. But it was like a purely a based metal festival with, you know, Testament and Arch Enemy and stuff playing. And we had like these backstage passes, and yeah, we really used that.
How did you find the festival crowd? I mean, that's a bit different vibe, isn't it? It's a different kind of vibe.
Yeah, but they are really at it, and we were surprised because that was before we even released, you know, the EP Red Fog, because that's when people really started getting into music. But people showed up, and we had an awesome time. for sure.
What kind of a time slot did you get? Because it can be kind of, it could be tough if you were earlier in the day or.
We were the first band of the whole festival who started.
Oh wow!
So we basically opened the festival, but I think that was quite positive because people were hungry for music, so they showed up.
Excellent.
Go on. The dream is to play, you know, the Sweden Rock Festival. That's been a goal of ours for a long time, and hopefully, after this Corona shit is over, we'll hopefully play there.
Excellent. So you got the third album is planned for August.
Correct.
I read it was a sort of difficult journey of recording this various ways. I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
You know, when it comes to the writing and stuff, it went pretty easy. But when I, you know, when I was ready to start recording it, you know, I had tons of problems with, you know, electrical noise coming everywhere from the apartment. My motherboard in the computer just crashed. Hard drives failed and stuff. So it was very much technical difficulties that halted the recording of it.
But you got it all done in the end.
Yeah, for sure. But it took its time, you know, going to the computer repairs and, you know, and I was so afraid, you know, to lose everything too. That's on the hard drives and stuff. Yeah.
That's kind of one of the drawbacks of the modern recording. Absolutely. Is that there you can lose everything, you know.
Yeah, but I learned my lesson, so everything is like backed up on a cloud somewhere.
Right. Yeah. And your latest single, Open Eye, that was just released at the start of July. So tell us a little bit about that song.
We capped off the trilogy back in March. And that's when the Corona stuff really started to ramp up. So we just stood there because we were ready to release the album in May, actually. But we postponed it and we decided, you know, we can't let people wait that long without, you know, hearing anything from us. So we just wanted a heavy, hard-hitting song coming their way just, you know, before the release of the album. And we recorded the video pretty fast. Nothing too fancy, but we just wanted to show something that, you know, we are ready to go for the album.
The videos are pretty epic, you know. Do you really enjoy that, the process of making the videos? I mean, the videos are always pretty hard hitting. Something that you really enjoy?
I love it every time. I'm equally interested in like color grading and you know, photography and stuff. So it's very satisfying for me to just color grade music videos and stuff. It's really satisfying.
Fantastic. What's your what's been your sort of career highlight then? Would you say it was that tour that you did? Is that kind of the best thing you've done so far?
Yeah, I believe whole last year actually. And you know, Seek and Strike, our label, got us our first booking agent, and he was like, and he loved the band, you know, straight away, and he's working his ass off to get us on bigger tours, and you just start to feel it that people are finally starting to, you know, give a shit, and doors are opening up for sure.
And so this sort of Corona couldn't have come at a worse time for you then, really. This sort of where you were in the band, you feel like you should be able to pick it back up where it left off when it's all over.
Absolutely, we are very ready to go once it calms down.
Excellent. What have been the biggest sort of challenges you've had in your career so far?
I think it was in the beginning, in the early days when people, you know, I've always wanted to like play music, record music, you know, till the day I die, I guess. But it's hard to find people that are similar, is, you know, like-minded and have that, you know, passion or whatever. So there has been some people leaving, and at one point we were only like two left in the band, and I just, you know, it was hard to find people, and it's harder when people are leaving too.
But, so what would be, yeah, so you've sort of managed to sort of keep it going, you've got some new band members, and you're going strong now, yeah?
Yeah, this lineup we have now is like, it should, you know, absolutely no disrespect to the other guys, but this feels like this is the lineup that should have been and should be. So we're ready to go, for sure.
Excellent. So what's the, say you had, right, dream gig, you are first on the bill with two other bands all time. Of all time, who would those two bands be?
Am I allowed to dream big?
You're allowed to dream as big as you as you want.
Yeah, I guess you know, opening up Gojira and finally having Metallica finishing off the night. That's like the dream, but it's hard to catch up with those guys.
So this is the Need to Know Music Show. We like to get a recommendation that you feel people need to know, another band that you know, or a band you're listening to that people may not have heard of so far. Who would be your recommendation?
There's a band. He's actually my friend and mixing mentor, and he plays and records all the stuff in Humanity's Last Breath from Sweden. And I really suggest that you, if you're a metalhead and want gnarly riffs or whatnot, you should really check that out.
Okay, brilliant. Well, we'll put that link on the screen so people can go and check these bands out. And also for all your stuff too, we'll make sure we get all the links up there so people can check it all out. But listen, it was great chatting to you, and so, thank you so much for joining us. And good luck with everything you're doing. It sounds like you guys are really kind of jumping at the bit to go, like, you know, raring to go when all this COVID shit is done. We can hopefully have you back.
Absolutely.
On the stages around the world. Okay.
Hopefully, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you for having me.